Greetings and salutations, loyal viewers of this channel. My name is Sean, and today we got to talk about what is going on in the city of Chicago, because there's a push for a potential recall of Mayor Brendan Johnson. But what I'm more interested in viewing this, is the fact that residents are showing up to these meetings where they're talking about taking $70 million out of Chicago's rainy day fund in order to pay for migrants, and they're absolutely not having it. And disproportionately, from the people that I saw spoke, they appear to be Black Chicagoans, and the reason why this is absolutely crucial is because this is the base that helped Brendan Johnson narrowly beat his opponent, due in large part to the fact that Brendan Johnson ran a very nasty race-based campaign, and they feel like they're being betrayed because essentially Johnson said, I'm for the Black people of the city of Chicago, but what they actually see is him prioritizing the migrants. Now we're going to get into it, but before we do, I want to thank everybody who signed up over on actualjusticewarrior.com/join.
Give me the money. Give me the money, okay?
$70 million. Y'all won't even put $1 million in one neighborhood. $1 million in one neighborhood. Brandon Mayor Johnson, you say that you for the children, et cetera, you for the youth. You know, you want to have work programs for the youth, et cetera. Where $1 million for these work programs? For these children.
Now look, while I'm often critical of the talking point of you voted for this, therefore you deserve this, I do want to point out that unlike in other places where this is applied, statistically, this is the demographic that voted the most overwhelming in favor of Brendan Johnson. However, I do want to give the caveat that Mayor Lori Lightfoot is the one who signed the welcoming ordinance, and Johnson didn't really run on the migration issue, so people probably likely had no idea that he would be the one who is most in it, at least publicly, for advocating for the migrants. That being said, we know that behind the scenes, Brandon Johnson has tried to stop the buses from coming to the city of Chicago, passed a bunch of different various unconstitutional laws in order to do so. He said that he went down to Mexico in order to talk to these people, in order to welcome them properly, but in reality, what we actually found out is the very same alderman that he named as being the most welcoming guy ever was telling them that it's too cold for them and they're out of resources and not to come. But on the surface and rhetorically, Brendan Johnson has been consistently one of the most pro-migrant mayors in the entire country. He has not pulled an Eric Adams where he talked about how it's going to destroy the city and actually talked about the downsides of migration. He blamed everything on evil white racism, on people like Greg Abbott, and he continued to divert dollars to these people at the expense, according to these constituents, of Black people, and they've had enough with it.
Good afternoon to the city of Chicago. I am P. Ray of the 37th Ward. Chicago Red is our organization. Because we started this session with a prayer, I want to start my comment with a scripture.
Now look, I do want to be 100% clear. Some of the people that are absolutely killing it in these particular speeches, some of these people that are hitting the most hard, are people wearing Make America Great Again hats or Churn Chicago Red shirts. So we don't actually know if these people are your average everyday Chicagoan, although we've seen by the polling that some of these people seem to be moving in the direction of the Republicans, and we've seen in a lot of instances, locally and statewide, where people will flip a city or a state, even if nationally they'll vote in a complete other direction. So I do want to give the caveat that this woman is wearing a Trump hat. She's also wearing a Make Chicago Red thing, which looks like a political organization. So she might not be the most representative person of Black women in the city of Chicago. She may have actually voted for Brandon Johnson and jumped on board later. But as of right now, you guys have all the caveats, because we got to be honest, while this is entertaining, we're not exactly sure how representative what she's going to say is of the growing population. That being said, we've covered other videos where residents of Chicago have had enough of the migrants, so it is entirely possible this is just a resident that was flipped on this political issue, which tends to happen from time to time.
I want to start my comment with the scripture. 1 Timothy 5:8 says, but if any provide not for his own, and specifically for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. So I want to talk to y'all today about not going to hell.
So first of all, she went biblical on him right away, called him an infidel, which was not an insult that I was expecting when going into this video, but I'm here for it. I find it to be incredibly funny. Now, I will say the secular version of this should be charity starts within the home. You got to get your own house in order before you help others. I 100% agree with that. Also, every time you provide more benefits, transfer more money in order to deal with these migrants who are largely committing asylum fraud, you're actually incentivizing more and more people to come here. If they find out, you're pulling money out of the programs for the citizens in order to provide more welfare and benefits for these migrants. That is going to incentivize more migrants and basically create a death spiral. So they are accurate in their assessment that this is a huge problem.
In the 37th Ward, there was a family, the Jones family. Amari A. Jones was standing in her family building that they've owned for 40 years, doing a TikTok dance with her mother. A bullet came through the window, hit her in the neck. She fell to the ground in front of her mother and bled to death. A month ago, on the Chicago mugshot page, her mother was on that page. Her mother had on her daughter's Rest in Peace t-shirt. She washed it so many times that it was completely faded out. She was completely high out of her mind, and the charge was possession. Now, the first $51 million that this council gave to the migrants came from the opioid settlement funds. I am here on behalf of the Jones family, on behalf of the 37th Ward, on behalf of Black Chicago, on behalf of the entire city, to ask you all to vote no and put that money back in the opioid settlement fund. We need that money in my neighborhood. We need that on my block. That woman should not be at Cook County Jail because she's grieving over a random act of violence that caused her to lose her child in front of her face, when the city of Chicago has millions upon millions upon millions of dollars to give to people who ain't paid a dime into the tax base.
Listen, again, this woman might be connected to a political organization or whatever. She just might be somebody who is motivated to move politically. But it's a very powerful point, especially for somebody like Brandon Johnson, who talks about how criminals are victims, how addicts are people who are sick, because you have this woman who lost her daughter, fell into addiction, she gets arrested, and at the same time, the funds that are supposed to deal with people that are going through addiction, going through these troubled times, were diverted to the migrants, the opioid settlement fund, what she's referring to right here. Now, obviously, there's such a gut-wrenching, horrible tragedy in that particular situation that we don't know if that money being in the right place would have helped this woman. We also don't know if there's pre-existing addiction issues or anything like that. But the fact of the matter is, your own citizens are being killed, your own citizens are harming themselves, and you're diverting this money that's supposed to help them, that's supposed to engage with the community, engage with the residents, engage with those citizens that are left behind, to these non-citizens. And I understand the anger and frustration over that.
We've been in my building for 52 years. We're about to pay some old taxes. The Jones family has been in their building for 45 years, paying taxes every year on time. So I'm asking y'all to use our tax money for our people. We need it. We got people leaning. We got people rocking. We got overdosing. We got pass out lines. You live on the west side, Mayor Johnson. You know exactly what I'm talking about. We need the money for us. We need opioid treatment on the west side of Chicago. We are the headquarters of the cartel, and everybody in here knows it. They selling more drugs than the law can allow, and y'all giving money back to them because they traffic those people up here. So we paying them going and coming. Absolutely not. We pay too much. It costs too much money to live in this city. Help Wanda Jones.
Look, this woman is killing it right now. I don't even want to interrupt, except for the fact that I'm supposed to provide commentary, but I just want to let her go because she's killing it. It's just, there's no other way to describe it. Her points are super stellar, and I don't care if you're left, right, or center. If you're an American citizen and you want citizens that are falling behind to be taken care of, you cannot simultaneously hold that position while they're diverting all this money to non-citizens, people who are committing asylum fraud. Need I emphasize that again and again? Because they're economic migrants posing as asylum seekers and just consuming all of these different resources. And again, I don't hate Venezuelan migrants or any other kind of migrants, even these illegal migrants, except for the criminal ones, obviously the ones that are committing additional crimes, because the fact of the matter is they were incentivized to do this by Joe Biden himself. He said on the debate stage he wants these people to surge to the border. Trump tried to go after this asylum loophole, and guess what? All the Democrats called them evil white racists for him expecting asylum seekers to actually legitimately be asylum seekers. So they created this problem, and now the people in these cities are actually experiencing this problem and they don't like it. And I say, if you don't like it, if you want to fight back against it, let's welcome you into our camp. We may not agree on everything, but if we agree on this, let's work together, accomplish this goal, and then hash out the rest of the differences later.
Help every other grieving mother who feels like she has to go get high to get over the loss of her child. This is a woman who lived in that house. She still sleeps in that living room where her daughter passed out and bled to death. So I'm asking y'all to say no, put these people on the back burner, and put the money back in the opioid fund. We need that money. Thank y'all.
Again, powerful stuff. Great speaker. She may be connected to a political organization, but this is way more effective, in my opinion, at the local level than any of these national political figures that are promising to yank over black votes or anything like that. She's on point, on target, and she's right about everything. The fact of the matter is, you're ending up subsidizing these same criminal organizations that are putting the drugs into the streets by paying off the migrants. A lot of them are giving kickbacks to those same organizations. And that is just further incentivizing this behavior and furthering the goals of some of these criminal organizations.
So, Christmas is coming early this year. We're going to check that list when it go up on that wall for voting, and we're going to check it twice. Oh, yeah. And we're going to find out who's been naughty or nice based on how y'all vote. And we're going to start it off with Maria Hatton. Yeah.
Chicago and some communities so angry. Why is all this kind of anti-immigrant sentiment coming up? And I want to explain to folks, it's because if we cared as much about black people and had over the decades as we do about everyone else, we wouldn't be here.
But the money from a 20...
All right. That would be Maria Hatton. Stepping out there, I see you. Don't get sarcastic because we can get jiggy, right? You sit up here for that first $51 million, talking about how you feel about black people and how you have to have the same energy for black people, and you ain't never stood on this floor talking about money for black people.
Listen, 99.99% of the time, when you take a phone and you put it to a microphone, I'm against you. I'm not in favor of it. I think it's ridiculous. But this setup and payoff, it's just too good. It's too enjoyable. These women absolutely killing it right here, and I gotta respect it. It's cracking me up.
You get on this floor and talk about black and brown because you're somewhere in the middle with it, right? But I tell you this, and I'm telling every other black alderman in here today, you vote for the money for these immigrants today, and we're coming for them seats. You can believe that. You're gonna stop pimping the black people's plight to get brown people, as y'all call it, money.
Now, to be clear, I don't like promoting racial division at all whatsoever, not even a little bit. But we have to understand that black people, by the polling, tend to care about race more than any other group in the United States of America, so they would be more sensitive to that. So I understand where this woman is coming from, even if I think it's unfortunate that she tends to see the world in this way. That being said, there are kernels of truth in what she's saying right here. The fact of the matter is, all these people will come and use their stories, demand that they vote for Democrats, campaign for them, say I'm with them. And Brandis Johnson is one of the most guilty of this come election time. But all of a sudden, when they're in a situation where they have to choose between non-citizens and the black residents that they campaigned for their votes in order to get into office, they seem to be choosing the non-citizens.
You're going
to
give us our press conference up there on the third floor, keep talking to the mayor's boy with the clink clink from his past. That's why he got to do what the mayor say do. Him and a lot of other ones in here with these shady past. That's why you got to vote the way that you vote. But all of us ain't got shady passes. Some of us free out here. And we can vote how we want to vote. And we coming for those seats. Now, to align yourself with somebody who's obviously a one-term mayor, if he even makes it that far, you better be worrying about your job. You better be worrying about your longevity. Because we going to vote, and we're going to get you out. Because you ain't doing right by us. That's what time it is.
Look, I love the energy. I love the fact that she's telling these people that they're going to vote against them, that the tide is churning, or at least it appears to be churning in this particular meeting. I also like that she's calling out the people with shady criminal pasts in this particular city council. Always fun, always enjoyable. But more importantly, what she's talking about is a political solution. Voting Brandon Johnson out, potentially recalling him, even though that's not really a thing that's often done in the state of Illinois. And honestly, I'm not a huge fan of the recall process. I think you elect somebody, they serve their term, and then you vote them out when the time comes due. But the fact of the matter is, these people have had enough with Brandon Johnson. They understand that he's the ultimate wolf in sheep's clothing. Brandon Johnson didn't run a little bit pro-black. He ran as the most pro-black person of all time. This is the person who, when they described mobs of youth that were committing crimes as mobs, got all angry and said that they were being compared to Al Capone and had a little cry fest about it. So Brandon Johnson has been playing this game rhetorically the whole time, but the proof in the pudding is in the taste. But unfortunately, if you're a citizen of Chicago, you can't taste it because Brandon Johnson just gave it to an illegal migrant committing asylum fraud.
If y'all don't give us our money for the black community, know this, we're getting ready to file a federal injunction against City Hall for benign neglect to the South Side and West Side. You got that? Boom.
Now look, she wraps up by calling out to the West Side and saying boom, and I absolutely enjoy it. But the fact of the matter is, this anger, even if any individual speaker has other ancillary issues or don't present themselves in the best way, is palpable. We've seen it in a bunch of different meetings. We've seen these people say, look, we've had enough of the migrants taking priority over the citizen. We voted for you. We backed you up. We are Brandon Johnson's constituents. This is what these people are saying, but we feel like we're being shortchanged by these individuals. And I think the examples of Chicagoans dealing with addiction post horrific tragedies that ultimately end up having to deal with the fact that the opioid funds are being given to the migrants really have a solid case. And there's many other such instances, like the fact that homeless people don't get treated as good, don't get spent as much money on them as these migrants do, don't appear to have the same rights to shelter and all these other things. And I understand it. Even though I might disagree with this person or that person on this issue or that issue, we can all understand that American citizens want, to a certain extent, for American citizens to be prioritized, that the people who voted you into office to do a job for them don't want you to be doing that job for other people. But again, I will leave the question up to you guys out there in the audience. How do you feel about the energy that we're seeing in these particular meetings? Are you in favor of it? Are you against it? And as usual, if you like this video, then show them by leaving a like, subscribe for more content, follow me on the social media, support me with support links in the description of this video. This has been me talking about the absolute disaster Brandon Johnson is facing. Till next time.